So we'll go to our first call, interview, and I'm absolutely delighted to be having this interview this evening with Rayana Manuel. And Rayana is the newly appointed CEO of the Māori Pea Health Authority. Now, I've got that right. I must check. Good evening, Rayana. Have I got that right?
Yes, you certainly have. E te maraikura, ngā mihi nui kia koe. Yes, CEO of the interim CEO of the Māori Health Authority.
Thank you. And it is Rayana, isn't it? It's not Rihanna.
It's Rihanna, yeah.
I like to get my...
Yeah.
Rihanna. Thank you.
No worries.
Oh, Rihanna, now listen, the announcement has just been made today.
Yes, correct.
Oh, well, I'm so pleased that we've got to you ahead of everybody else.
You're my first media engagement fire.
Oh, well, that's really great. And it's very fitting because you were the CEO at our Hauora Primary Health Organisation, which is one of our whānau order provider partners. So I've got to congratulate you on your appointment, but also on behalf of our whānau order commissioning agency too, because you've played a wonderful part and a very important part in embedding the whānau order approach to providing health services through Aotearoa. You've played a pivotal part in that, so I do want to congratulate you.
Oh, thank you. Ngā mihi whai.
Now tell me, what, because this is a biggie, as you would know. I mean, an independent Māori health authority, and of course expectations are high, and it's not going to be a walk in the park. I'm not trying to put you off, Rihanna, and of course you won't be put off, but what on earth possessed you to apply for the job?
Yeah, I suppose, and I was asked this question on the media circuit this afternoon. And it's really simple. It's been 30 years since the last reform took place, and I was, you know, a brand new shiny nurse back then. And this is probably the last time in my career that we effectively get to change and rewrite the system. And I just couldn't think of a better time to do that. So, you know, at the end of the day, change is required, change is needed. And I would be, I'm really humbled and honoured to be able to serve my people again.
Well, as I said, congratulations. And you are right. I mean, it's been, I think, nearly 30 to 50 years since a most significant change has been undertaken right throughout our health system. And, of course, because you have worked in health administration, apart from your nursing background, and as a health administration, administrator, over many years, you would have seen the need for change, Rihanna?
Oh, absolutely. And I've got to say, it's initiatives like Whānau Ora that really give you hope, because there is a different way to achieve oranga for our people. And that way is a very collective and collaborative way. So, you know, I'm always up for having good relationships, being collective in our approach, And most importantly, listening to the voices of our whānau to bring whānau order for all of our families. And we all know that what works for Māori and Pacifica will work for everybody.
Yes, and I agree with you on that. However, I don't think our issues over many decades have actually been given the same weight of consideration as Pākehā health issues. And unfortunately, we seem to have normalised the fact that our Māori men in particular will die usually 8 to 10 years earlier than our Pākehā New Zealanders. And that surely can't be right.
No, but it's an actual fact. And so those are some of the things that we have to work on collectively, and of course the solution doesn't just lie in health, so making sure that we, you know, just for once we actually link up all of these places and say that if our people are living in better housing, if we have better opportunities around employment, if we have better education for all of our tamariki, and ongoing, you know, education doesn't just stop with our babies. If we can pull these strands together, you know, kia whāriki here, te whāriki, then we'll actually be able to see some of those changes and some of those chronic diseases, for instance, and other bits and pieces start to improve. But we can't do it. It won't be done overnight. And we have to take the attitude that this is going to be an investment we make in the longevity of our people. Therefore, we've got to make those big, bold moves. We've got to get out there and work collaboratively together. And we've got to apply the solution to the group who need it most, which in our country are Māori, Pacifica, and those in the Quintile 5 area.
Yes, and perhaps, Rihanna, we should be starting to think of health, the provision of health services as an investment rather than a cost, and start changing the narrative about that. Because in the end, if we don't start seeing it as an investment, then we'll certainly pay the price later on because we believe the treatment is too expensive and we don't prioritise.
Oh, absolutely, Fire, and I couldn't agree with that more. So, you know, I know that health becomes a very political kind of conversation, but what we have to do is try and remove the politics from it and start to, you know, remember that it takes massive investment to turn these kind of conditions around. And they are, and it's an investment over time. It's not something we can fix overnight, but with really good application of funding in the right places, funding to our Māori providers, who we know, COVID has been a classic example where you apply funding to a group who actually work at the coalface, who know the people they're there to serve, we see great results. In fact, we saw much better results around vaccination once we went out to market to our providers. So it's those kind of initiatives that we have to look more to so that we get the outcome we need. And of course, you know, you're so right, it's all about investment in our future as a country. So invest where investment is needed most, apply that over a longer period of time, and look for the real long-term changes that we want to see. And maybe have a view that this is about investing in legacy. So it's about investing in our tamariki and our mokopuna.
Well, that's certainly our Māori way. There's no doubt about that. But listen, because you did mention relationships, and they are so important. And when you're talking about, it's not just a health issue. Health is not just about health and health services. It is, as you say, it's about housing, it's having sufficient income coming into the home, education, and a whole raft of areas. So how do we ensure, or how do you, in your position now, as the CEO of the Māori Health, the Health Authority, how do you encourage those other CEOs of government organisations to say, right, what's your contribution to ensuring that Māori are healthy and living life to their potential, living to their potential? How are you going to try to swing them around?
Yeah, I think that we have to, as CEOs, at the very least, be accountable for the outcomes we want to achieve. And I think it's up to all of us to be able to define what do those outcomes look like and then agree to collectively work toward that. Because, you know, I'm always a person who believes, you know, e hara takuto I te tō takitai, ko te takitini kē. You know, it's the collective where we see the massive change and the turnaround in our own thinking even. So I just want to encourage all of our CEOs, and I'm so heartened to hear that, you know, to obviously with the appointment of Margie Upa. I know that between Margie and myself, we're going to have a great partnership, and we're going to develop partnerships far wider than health alone. And it's going to be one of those significant things, I believe, a change maker in the way that we see health services and the behaviour of all of our health services improve.
Oh, I think you're right there, and we look forward to seeing those changes. I presume there would have been eyebrows raised, Rihanna, when both yourself and Margie Upa were appointed to these most significant positions. So that doesn't faze you, of course, does it?
No,
you know what I'm
no,
referring to. A Samoan lady, professional, and also a Maori professional, health professional, pointed to these two most significant positions. I have no doubt in my mind that there'd be some eyebrows raised, because it's something that is absolutely, it's groundbreaking, really.
I know, and you've got, you know, and my eyes turn to our boards, because these, you know, I've worked with a lot of governance groups over my time, and of course, you, Fire, have been in many, many governance groups. I think, you know, again, a CEO won't be able to do this all on her own. We need the right kind of people around those boards, and we have got phenomenal people in those boards. It's one of the things that drew me to applying for the position in the first place, because you just know if you have these people at a really good strategic level, they're at your back, they're all determined, and this is right across the Health New Zealand, you know, Health New Zealand Authority, and of course Māori Health Authority. You can see those traits throughout, particularly in those in our chairs between Rob Campbell, Tipa Mahuta, and Sharon Shea. So it's exciting to know that you're working with that calibre of people and who are all determined to see this thing make change. And it's not even about succeeding, you know, because succeeding almost speaks to your own ego and your kind of achievement factors. This is about change, and we are determined that we will turn this waka around. We will create the haurua that we all plan for, and we will make sure that the whānau voice is not lost in it as it has been previously.
Yes, it certainly has. And tell me about your board. I mean, I do know a number of the members there, so because they're just new as well. They're all new appointees. So this must be a settling time. Well, I suppose you could say a coming together and I'm not saying measuring each other up, but looking at the strength of your board and what they see in you that you bring as well. And so are you still going through that initial period of getting to know each other and starting to put some, I'm not saying put some poles in the ground, but just starting to feel get the feel of not only the bigness of the vastness of the mahi ahead of you, but some priority areas are starting to filter down now, cascade down?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, they're a phenomenal group of people in their own right. But what I really get the sense of very early on in the piece is how collective and collaborative they are in their thinking. And that's right down to the whole process, you know, like they really are deeply committed and invested in seeing this process through and creating change. I really enjoy the fact that we're talking about a really diverse group of people as well. All the conversations I've had to date have been really positive conversations. And I know it's early days and some will say it's the honeymoon period, but I think what we have to understand about Māori is we have a deep sense of tikanga and a deep sense of kaua. And we know and we understand that there are ways to, you know, that the way forward for all of us is to really take each other along. We don't do things on our own or without the others in our mind's eye. Because we know that we need everybody's strength here. Everybody's hand needs to be on the hui if we're going to see the kind of great changes we hope for. We hope for our children.
I think that's a lovely way of putting it, that everybody puts their hand to the wheel, I guess you could say. Yes, and I think you're right.
Yeah.
And of course, not only do the board, but we all want to see you succeed in the position, because we know what's at stake if nothing changes, I guess that's what we could say. Now, if nothing changes, then we know what's at stake. So we won't only be willing you to succeed, those of us who are still working away out in other areas around the country and for other organisations, we'll be doing everything we can and ensuring you, I might add, Rihanna, assuring you that we will be doing everything we can should you need us to support you in any way, shape or form. We are there to support you because we want you to succeed, and we want the Māori Health Authority to really be a beacon for the change that we know is necessary and for the change that we want to see happen.
Oh, ka pai, couldn't agree with you more.
And tell me, now that I know that the entity becomes into being, I think, on the 1st of July of 2022, will you be taking up your position a few months into 2022?
Yes, so February the 14th, both Margie and I start on the same day. We made a collective decision that we would start on the exact same day together as we mean to go on. We'll be, and we're really looking forward to getting started, to be fair. It's going to be a busy time over Christmas, and we've got a lot of, we've got the summer surge happening down here in Hauraki, so I'm pretty sure my mind will be kept busy, but I like everybody else, really just want to get into, you know, how we make this change happen, getting the right group of thinkers around, you know, into my team, making sure that I work really closely with Margie to make sure that we can use, you know, we want to be able to use some shared resources, and, you know, so not to recreate the wheel, because that's just time-consuming and it wastes money. So the one thing you can be guaranteed with both myself and Margie, I suspect, is that we're not about wasting time, nor are we about wasting money. But what we are wanting to do is, you know, is achieve some really, really big things for our people. But being mindful that it's not about what we want. It will definitely be about what our whānau want. And then, of course, you know, making sure that everybody understands Rome wasn't built in a day. So, you know, one of the key messages we sent at the media conference today is we understand that people want change and they want it quickly. They want to see things happen. But we all have to understand that change over time for our people will look like making sure that we have some really carefully laid plans, that we've got the right people around there, that we, you know, that we use these our iwi Māori partnership boards, who are going to be pivotal in the way that we commission and function and that, you know, at the locality level. It's going to mean that we make sure we take our people with us to create services that are meaningful on the ground for them, because there's no use in having a service. And case in point, we have some services in health that our people just won't utilise. They won't even enrol in them because they don't see themselves reflected well in those services. So, you know, working on those kind of things over time will yield us the biggest benefits.
Yes. Oh, well, look, yes, as I said before, you've certainly got your work cut out, but obviously you're up for the position. And once again, Rihanna, thank you very much for making your time available for this evening. But more importantly, you know, for having the courage to put your hand up and say, I believe I can do this. The mahi is important and I want to see the changes that our country needs, and particularly, obviously, so that our people can live to their potential. So, Rihanna, I do hope that you will have a lovely, I hope you'll have some rest over the Christmas period with your family and friends over the summertime, and that you have a great start to 2022.
Oh, ngā mihi nui, kia koe whaia. And, you know, with role models like you in front of us, whaia, what else is there to do but put our hand to the wheel and let's get this thing done.